Good morning. It's May 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is On Call. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you shall neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121, 1 through 4. This year, 2020, marks the 40th year that I have taken night call. It started with various rotations and schedules during my third year of medical school and continued to a much more intense schedule my first 2 years of residency, and then settled down to every third or fourth night until the last decade, when it averaged 1 to 2 nights per week. For the first year of residency at UC San Francisco, we were on call at the hospital for 36 hours straight, then off for 12, then on another 36, with one Sunday off per month, i.e. every other night. My second year, we were on for 36 hours, off for 12, on for 12, off for 12, then on for 36 again, i.e. every third night. Heading home at night, I used to fall asleep at almost every red light in my 1976 five-speed Toyota Celica. That usually meant rolling either backwards or forwards down the steep San Francisco hills until being halted by the car either behind or in front. Luckily, the Celica was small, and the traffic was always heavy and close together, so there was almost never any real damage. At age 64, when I look back over my entire adult life, virtually every aspect of it was dictated by call. In the 80s, I was never without a voice pager on my hip while in the hospital. In the 90s, it was a small radio pager on my belt, in or out of the hospital. Through most of the 2000s, it has been a cell phone of one kind or another. Every dinner date, every event, every trip, every holiday, every family gathering had to be planned around my call schedule. For the first 3 decades after medical school, this was complicated by the fact that everyone I knew was also a doctor, including my brother, and thus all of the possible items to be scheduled had to be interwoven with someone else's schedule as well. On top of this, there was the added stress of knowing that your beeper or cell phone had the potential, inevitably realized, of going off at the very most inopportune times possible. Just let your imagination run wild. For the last 2 decades, my daughter and her husband became physicians with call schedules as well, further complicating any family gathering. It occurred to me only recently, while sitting at this keyboard at 3:48 a.m. in the hospital, that's right, on call again, that the one we rely on when in need is always on call. It may seem silly, but that realization just dawned on me. By grace, through faith in Christ, we have been granted direct access to our Heavenly Father. That means that He is not accessible only in church, or only in a Bible study, or only at family meals, or only during your quiet time. God is available to us at all times. That's what it means when it says He neither slumbers nor sleeps. How often has your lowest moment come in the pre-dawn hours of the morning? Good thing you can rest assured that the big guy's awake and listening, huh? On top of that, the Creator of the universe handles sleeplessness way better than we do. You won't see Him rolling backwards down a hill in His 76 Celica. What's more, you won't find Him irascible and unreasonable either. Lucky for us, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy, Psalm 103:8, even though He never gets any sleep. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, Psalm 46:1. He never sleeps. Our shepherd never slumbers. He knows no night. His watch care never ends. He sees beyond the danger of this moment. We need not fear what lies beyond the bend. Stephen Adams, recorded by Photo Sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You that we can rely on Your help at all times. There is no time and no situation where, should we cry out to You in anguish, in need, or in joy, that you are not available to us. Even when we cannot articulate our needs or organize our thoughts, you have given us the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf. Thank you for being on call, Lord, 24/7. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.